We are moving on to Hilchis Purim now until Purim. We'll begin with Siman Tov Resh Tzadik Gimel, and we'll be doing the first three Se'ifim. Achar Kriyas HaMegillah Ba'arvis, after the Megillah is laid at night, Omer Va'ata Kodesh, we say Va'ata Kodesh, V'imchal B'matzoy Shabbos, Omer V'hinoam Kodem Va'ata Kodesh, and Amatzoy Shabbos, one says V'hinoam before that. Hagav V'omrim V'yitin Lecha, and we say V'yitin Lecha, V'korin HaMegillah V'acharkach Mavdilin, and the Megillah is read, and then Havdalah is said. Now, first, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham, who says that after Shmona Esrei, Kaddish Tiskabel is said. After Vata Kaddish, the minig is not to say Kaddish Tiskabel, to say a Kaddish Shalom without Tiskabel. But the Magen Avraham says that one can even say Tiskabel because it's going back on the Kedusha, the Sidra, in Uval Etzion, where that in itself can warrant a Kaddish Tiskabel. Whereas in the morning, Chatzi Kaddish is said after Shmona Esrei. The Megillah is lain. After the Megillah, you go back to Ashrei Uval Etzion, and only then is Kaddish Tiskabel said. Now, going back to the Ramah here, he says, Va'omrim V'yitin Lecha, and then after that he writes V'korin HaMegillah, that is not to be read together. Va'omrim V'yitin Lecha, he's letting us know that we say V'yitin Lecha even on Purim. And as far as when to say it, that's going to be after Havdalah. You don't say it before Kriyas HaMegillah. Why do we make Havdalah only after the Kriyas HaMegillah? In order to make Shabbos go out as late as possible. Sivbeis Omer al Hanisim Balayla Uvayom. You say al Hanisim both by night as well as by day. Says the Ramah, Hagavim lo Omro ein Machzirin also. We do not repeat the Shmona Esrei for having forgotten al Hanisim. Now the halacha is that you say al Hanisim even though you're davening Maariv early before Tzeis Hagavim. The Maariv of Purim requires al Hanisim. Ve'ein omrim, says the Ramah, al hanisim rak biyom yudalid avalo b'tesvav. We do not say al hanisim on tesvav in a place that keeps yudalid, in a place that keeps tesvav. They would not say al hanisim on yudalid. Ubalel yudalid afal pi shalo koru ha-megillah, adayin omr al hanisim etchilas arvis. And you say al hanisim even though you didn't lay in the Megillah yet. Now the reason why we do not say al hanisim on Shushan Purim, or for people that keep tesvav on yudalid, because that is not called Me'ein HaMa'ora, it is not that day's Yantif, and it would be a Hefsik, but B'di'evid, since it's not something totally strange, even if he did it B'mezid, the halacha would be that it is not considered a Hefsik. With regard to cities that are a Suffik, if they keep Yudalit or Tezvav, so they end up laying the Megillah four times Misafik, the halacha is that they say Al Hanisim both days, because they're saying it Machma Suffik. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings up that on Purim, you're supposed to get up early for davening. It is one of the times of the year that is brought down as mashkimim lehispal, as getting up early. The tefillin are not to be taken off before Kriyas HaMegillah, the reason being that Chazal Darshan in the Pasuk of Lehudim HaYisar of Simcha Vesasin Vikar Elu Tefillin. Siv Gimel, Ein Korin Bo Halel. Halel is not said on Purim because we are still Avdei Da'ach HaShverish. Ve'noflim al pneim, we don't say tachnun because it's yantif. Hagav ve'nomrim lamnatzeach ve'kelerech apayim, we don't say lamnatzeach or kelerech apayim. Lamnatzeach because it mentions Yom Tzora, and you don't mention Yom Tzora on Purim.